programme of events for all tastes. Oh, everything from discos to talks by guest speakers. Many of these events are fundraising activities for charities, which the union takes very seriously. They manage the Students' Union paper shop, selling magazines and newspapers, as well as stationery, sweets, and so on. There's the ticket shop, where you can get some very good deals on, well, for example, coaches to London, or inexpensive charter flights, as cheap as you'll get anywhere, people say, or tickets for big pop groups playing here or at other venues all over the country, or plays in London. Oh, and we mustn't forget the Union cafeteria and the big new diner. Yes, did you have a question?
Does the union also provide help with any problems? I mean, advice on financial problems, for example. Or does the university provide that?
Yes, the union run their own advice service, offering help with financial matters, such as grants. I'm sure you realise anything medical should be discussed with the University Medical Service, which also has an excellent counselling centre. I think that was made clear yesterday. However, the union has its own officer, who can give advice on legal problems.
Now turn to section two. Section two. You will hear a student welfare officer talking to a small group of students just before the beginning of term. First, you have some time to look at questions 11 to 16. Now listen carefully to the talk and answer questions 11 to 16.
Good morning, everybody. My name's Elizabeth Reed, and I'm your assistant welfare officer. What I'd like to do now is tell you a little more about some of the social facilities available on the campus, and also to tell you something about what the town has to offer. As you probably know already, the Student Union building is the main centre of social life here, as indeed it is in most British universities. The union runs a week